Once again, for media members who may have just joined us, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning. How is, as I've started with the other coaches, how has your preseason practice gone, and is your team relatively healthy going into Thursday night's opener?
Well, I think camp's gone really well. I think every year you have, a few defining moments in your camp, and you got to be able to find a way to push through them. And I thought that we had good leadership here this summer, and they were able to lead us through some of those, difficult turns during the course of camp. Really we're relatively, healthy. We had a number of guys that were not participating when we started camp, but we got a number of those guys back here within the last week and a half. So I think all in all, I think we're in a pretty good spot here heading out of camp and into the opening of the season.
Sort of a different opening the season with a conference game in Rhode Island. Does that add any urgency to preparation, or does it add any sort of more focus, I guess, to preseason practices?
Well, I think it definitely does. I think that, it's a little bit different for me. I don't think I've had one in 13 years as an opener in conference. So, nothing is more important than, conference play. So to be able to open in conference play, I think being at home is big. That's always a big factor in any game, and in particular in conference play, and maybe even more so in an opener. So I definitely feel like our guys are focused in on doing what we need to do here as we continue our preparation.
I want to take a look at your team on both sides of the ball, and offensively, eight starters are back, but you made the announcement late last week that Pat Kehoe would be your starting quarterback. What went into that decision, and what have you liked about the way he's performed over the last few weeks?
Well, we had a very competitive situation at quarterback. Was ongoing in the spring, and then it carried into the summer and then into summer camp. J.P. Caruso obviously did a number of really good things for us last year and led us to a number of victories, and he's certainly going to be called upon this year. Darius Wade, a transfer student athlete from Boston College, had some, showed some real signs of flash and upside in his game. But I just felt that we felt that, Pat was the most consistent through that whole timeline. If you really went from spring ball on, Darius was new. He was learning an offense. JP was coming off of shoulder surgery. We got into the summer, and it just kind of every time we kept kind of shaking it out, Pat was always kind of right there, we had a couple of opportunities in the stadium here towards the end of camp that we felt, Pat performed at a high level. I do think he's suited very well to run this offense. And that's probably another legitimate factor in making the decision.
Talk about some of the guys around him. You've got some experience back both at running back and at wide receiver, and reading some of your comments in the preseason, you seem pretty pleased with the offensive line as well.
Yeah, we certainly got, we got talent. Kenai Kane at running back is coming off a good year last year, kind of a breakthrough year, as he had his, only season here in the CAA a year ago. He's in shape. He's big. He's fit. He's running hard. He looks good. Corey Sproul came on a good bit last year as a young back. Kareem Williams is a name a lot of people in our conference know. He's had a really good career. We got Dejon Lee, a young player that had transferred in here a year ago from West Point, who was ineligible last year due to transfer and academics. And so we got good depth there. And then Joe Walker, Jamie Jarman, Vinny Papali are three really prominent athletes at receiver. And we got depth there with Gene Coleman, Thyrick Pitts. And I feel like we got, good size and depth at the tight end position, tight end fullback, whether it's Charles Scarf or Owen Tyler. And then in the O-line, I think we've got eight guys that we're going to be able to roll in and out of there a little bit. Three tackles, three guards, and a little rotation there at center. So, you know, I feel we're in a good spot. Obviously, you know, Pat's going to have to go out there and execute and be efficient for us to be able to put the kind of numbers up on the board that we want to be able to do offensively.
We're here with Delaware head coach Danny Rocco. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Defensively, seven starters back from a group that was among the best in the entire nation a year ago. Who has looked good so far, and what are some of the keys to continuing the success from a year ago?
Well, I think the guys that have looked good are the guys that you would have expected to look good. I know that, you know, Troy and Colby Reeder have done well. Charles Bell, having him back is just an unbelievable blessing. I mean, this is a guy that had a significant injury a year ago, and you know, he's full speed ahead. Nasir Adderley's having a really good camp, you know, an all-conference caliber safety. Malcolm Brown's back. You know, he had been injured and kind of out of the lineup there a little bit here, missed most of the spring, and he's back in the mix. So I think for us, the thing that I've really enjoyed was the development of our defensive line. We had four seniors graduate. Blaine Woodson and Bilal Nichols are both in the NFL as we speak. Bilal was with the Bears, and Blaine was with Cleveland. We also lost John Nassib and Grant Roberts. So we lost four D linemen that had a pretty significant amount of experience and talent and production. We were able to go out at the mid-year and bring in a couple guys that have really developed very well. And we have been able to develop some of our younger players that are really coming on. So it's been fun for me to watch that group develop and evolve. And I'd still say we're not quite at full strength with a couple guys that have been out here all camp. But I do think we have a nice committee to choose from, and it's going to be fun and interesting to see how it does shake out and who's really out there making the plays and producing for us here this year.
As you take a look at Rhode Island, just what concerns you about them on both sides of the ball, and how have you seen that program grow and improve over the past few years?
Well, I'll start with that. I recognize improvement, no doubt. I see a level of execution and talent that I recognize as being very real. I know offensively, they've got the ability to distribute the ball to those wide receivers, and they have a very, very talented group of wide receivers. They've got good size in the O-line. We're not totally sure what the running game's going to look like. You know, schematically it'll be what it is, but just in terms of having some newer guys in those positions. But the quarterback position is very solid. And then defensively, what they did last year with that, you know, front four was, you know, really impressive. And a number of those guys are back, and certainly had caught our attention last year, and, you know, continue to hone in on, you know, their personnel here as we get closer to kickoff.
What's been the biggest difference for you from year one to year two in the program? How much, I guess, smoother was it going into the second year with camp and people knowing you and your system?
Well, I think there's a lot to be said about, you know, that transition. I feel that there's a more consistency of understanding, and it's one of the hardest things you have to do when you do start anew. You got to get your community to understand, you know, what it is that you recognize as being the expectations, and that's an adjustment. You know, everyone wants things to be different, but no one wants to change. So I just think that they're understanding me better, my language and our philosophies, and I think they've been able to process that quicker here this year in camp. So I feel like we've had fewer kind of bad days, you know, fewer taking a step backwards kind of moments, which are very common in football and very common in camp. So I haven't felt like we've, you know, wasted many practices because I feel that each day they've gone out there with a pretty good understanding as to what we had to get done and pretty good purpose with our effort. So I think that's all positive. And then I think the second thing is, you know, we know our personnel better. You know, so you have a better expectation as to what someone can do, how to utilize somebody, what someone's limitations might be. And it allows you to have a better appreciation, you know, for what you're getting done out there and how guys on your roster are actually developing.
All right, Dan, it was great catching up with you, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Yep.